I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, Dr. Prather, let's talk about the COVID, give the COVID update. Mm-hmm. What is new with the variants of the virus?
Well, of course, the big news is the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. It is now the predominant virus that is circulating here in Indiana. So it has taken over. It's more contagious and has different symptoms than the old virus.
Different symptoms.
Different symptoms. It's more like cold, flu type mm-hmm. symptoms. It doesn't have the loss of taste and smell, actually changes. It doesn't have in other words, it's kind of changed a little bit. Hmm. A lot of people just think, oh, I've got allergies, mm-hmm. oftentimes with this new one. So it's easily spread. Matter of fact, they say it's 60% more able to spread from person to person than the
60%.
Old variant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing is that it is... that the vaccines are not as effective on the Delta variant. So whereas they were saying that the old virus, the vaccinations were 95%, the both Moderna and Pfizer said it's now 65% effective.
On this Delta variant.
On this Delta variant. And what that means is that it 95% reduces symptoms, mm-hmm. not... actually keeps you from getting it, and people can still die with it even though they've gotten the vaccination.
Right, so people, even with the vaccination, can get COVID.
It doesn't prevent getting it. Mm-hmm. What it's supposed to do is lower the symptomatology. And so it was 95% effective against the old one, 65% effective on the Delta. And there's a new one called Lambda that has come out in Peru.
This is a variant,
a new variant.
Okay.
And basically they're saying the vaccinations don't work on it at all.
Hmm. Where did the Delta come from?
The Delta originated in India. Hmm. So it started in India, then traveled to Europe, and then has become the dominant one in Europe, and now has become the dominant variant here in the United States.
Okay. So are we going to have a third vaccine, the booster?
Well, Pfizer and Moderna both came out and said, we need to have a third vaccine. Mm-hmm. We need to have a new one because there's a new variant, and we 65% isn't sufficient to really justify the vaccination in the first place. Mm-hmm. So they need to get it back up to 95% to really make it worthwhile. And so they're saying that there needs to be a third variant, a third vaccine. And if the Lambda comes out, then there's going to need to be a probably a whole new set of vaccines that are associated with that. And then we're going to have another variant. And so it goes on and on and on. Now, what is true, if you had the virus, that provides the best protection mm-hmm. of any type of, far more than the vaccination.
Right.
So having the virus itself is absolutely the best protection that you could possibly have. And they're trying to say that, well, you know, if you have the the vaccine on top of having it, then that should be even better. But that's just speculation. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been proven at all. Matter of fact, one of the things that they're finding is if you did have the virus before, that you have a greater chance of having reactions to the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, and if you do have an active virus and get the vaccination, that's when we really get into a lot of problems. And that can actually be deadly. So, being aware that if you've already had the virus, that is your best protection. And that is effective against all the other, and does reduce the symptoms of all the other variants that might come around.
There is a lot of V words, isn't there?
Yes.
virus,
and all sorts of VVV.
Vaccination. Oh, so how is compliance with vaccination in the United States?
Well, it's interesting. If you're a Democrat, the compliance is about over 90%. Mm-hmm. If you're a Republican, it's about 50% compliance.
So somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah, so and that's where the people who are not compliant are basically Republicans. And which comes out, if you put the two groups together, it's about 30% of the population has said, no way, I'm not getting the vaccination. It all doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. And you're a little too anxious for me to get it, and I don't really trust you.
Mm.
So, and then, you know, they're coming up, well, how many vaccinations do I have to get before, you know, you got a third one coming out. You're probably going to have a fourth one, a fifth one, a sixth one. And when does it stop that the vaccinations are actually going to work?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. And also the big thing with the vaccinations is how long does the immunity last?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the vaccinations, you know, that's the big question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that helps with lifetime, or is it something that's short term?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've been hearing there might be people coming door to door to find out if you've been vaccinated.
Right, and they're taking names and putting down your address if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that the Biden administration wants to do, to coerce people to get the vaccination as a means of getting it up to par. And quite frankly, if somebody shows up in front of my house with those types of questions, they're in trouble. because the government, I think, this is definitely an overreach.
Yes.
And an invasion into the constitutional rights of citizens, and this type of intimidation and coercion is not acceptable by an American government, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's almost like it's dividing us into two groups or two classes, you
right.
know, those that have been vaccinated and those that haven't, and you're irresponsible if you haven't.
And it's even divided a lot more we're already a very divided country.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans and Democrats are at opposite and don't even listen to the same news where we used to. Get the same information, and then we can make judgments according to that. But we get different sources of information. We have extremely divergent types of views on what's going on. And are we bringing the country together, or are we dividing it? And there's an awful lot of division going on. There's a lot of people who think that going door to door by the federal government is yay, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm not quite sure what country you were born in, but we need to really kind of reevaluate our thought process and the rights of individuals.
Well, we were just in a Caribbean island, you know, and when we landed, lots of paperwork. And then those that were vaccinated got white bands, and the ones that weren't got pink bands.
Right.
You know, that was really interesting.
Yes.
And the mask rules
were very variable.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, people were like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. One time we needed it for outside dinner, and the next time we didn't need it, our masks,
right.
you know.
And basically, when people, you know, when you're talking about politics on the whole thing, it's when enough people are saying, okay, enough with the mask, that the politicians decided that, okay, we're getting rid of the mask mandate. And it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And you know, people, there's a lot of people who are just kind of fed up with the whole thing.
Right. We just went to a meeting on Stand for Health Freedom.
Right.
We had Leah Wilson, interviewed her a couple weeks ago. That's go to the site, Stand for Health Freedom. There's different actions you can do.
Right.
Even regarding the door-to-door, you know.
Right.
And so that was Stand for Health Freedom. We would highly recommend going to their site.
Sure.
And getting their information. Also, Epic News is something we get. They're getting censored, but you can get their newspaper.
Sure. I was getting emails from them, but you know, on their updates, but those are actually blocked now.
Yeah, but you can get the news, good old newspaper.
Good old newspaper. they haven't restricted that yet, but they're working on it.
Yeah, that's EPOCH News. They have a documentary online, but if you go to their website, you can get that information. But Dr. Prather, what is new in the world on the COVID-19? What's going on in the world?
Well, it's interesting. Following the thing that I'm kind of following is Israel and United Kingdom, because they were the first ones to vaccinate their population and had the most aggressive vaccination program. And one of the things that showed up that they had a tremendous amount of drop in the number of COVID cases right after the vaccination program. So there was a lot of celebration. And actually, as I looked at it, I was rather encouraged that the vaccinations might be really effective and that we might be over this whole thing, which everybody wants to have happen. So we were actually rooting for the vaccinations. Yay, hey, this could actually work. The numbers are starting to go up.
Of COVID cases.
Of the COVID cases in both Israel and in the United Kingdom. So it is, they're not quite sure whether it is that the vaccines only last a certain amount of time, or if there is, you know, the Delta variant, maybe it's not as, you know, as effective, and so people are getting it. The other interesting thing is that they are finding no difference in the hospitalization rate and death rate between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. So there's absolutely no difference on the two that they're finding in the United Kingdom and Israel. And one of the reasons I really like watching their information is because there isn't tampering done by the government. There is a tremendous amount done with that here in the United States on the data. There's a lot of fudging going on. But the data that's coming out of Israel and the United Kingdom is very clean, is very accurate. So it's a great place to kind of see really what's happening.
So is the vaccine still showing up effective and safe?
The effectiveness I'd said that yes, it was effective, and I would say that initially it was. But we're not quite sure whether the new variants it's not effective on, or if the immunity that was provided by the vaccines only has a certain length of time that it is effective. It sort of could be a whole thing like with the flu vaccination. You have to get it on a yearly basis. Unlike the measles, you get it once, you know, you get it the series, and you're covered for life. And when we started to get into the whole situation with the with the coronaviruses, that one of the things they said is, oh, we're not going to be able to come up with a vaccine that lasts long term. You know, it's going to have to be a regular type of a vaccination to provide the immunity. So, and even then, it's questionable whether the flu vaccine actually works.
And then Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson, yes. There's a neurological condition, and it is causing incidence of Guillain-Barré. So, you know, there is a warning label on that, and something that people need to be aware of as an issue that's going on with that. And then also with the Pfizer and Moderna, we also have a whole situation with the heart inflammation.
Yeah, okay.
So both of those are going on.
Well, thank you for that update. Next, we're going to be talking about prostate health, what you need to know, and important, women, you don't have a prostate, but important to listen for the health of the men in your life. We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah,
we use a lot on that.
Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely excellent mm-hmm. for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
We have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contraction.
Yeah. Rapid release has 5 heads on it, so you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're going to talk today about prostate health, what you need to know. And like I said, if you're a woman, you don't have a prostate, but someone you know does.
Well, interestingly enough, on the prostate, it has the same fetal tissue as the uterus.
Oh.
So the prostate and the uterus are made from the same material,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of act in two different ways. So the uterus and the prostate are kind of male and female forms of the same thing.
Gotcha.
So, interesting.
Uh-huh. Only you would know that. No.
No, that's pretty common knowledge.
No, just kidding. Where is the prostate located?
Well, the way that you contact the prostate, as men can tell you, is you go up the anus and then you raise the finger up and you can actually feel it. It actually is shaped like an almond, or supposed to be shaped like an almond, up in there. And it is also located right where the urinary tract goes through. Uh-huh. So when you do have problems with the prostate, it can one of the big problems that people have is urination. Men have urination problems. So if there's a inflammation or a swelling, then that can cut off the urination and cause quite a bit of problems for men.
You said it's almond shaped. But
almond
shape. Can change that shape.
Well, yeah, if it grows, that's why the it's important to do a prostate exam on men, just to check and make sure that it's keeping a proper shape, not getting too large or, you know, growing.
So what does the prostate do?
Well, the prostate is the where the seminal fluid is made. And it is a reservoir of that, and then releases that whenever there's an ejaculation. And then it nourishes the sperm so that it can travel through, and because the sperm are actually made by the testes. So another thing that the prostate does is it, with its spasms, it actually provides the orgasm.
Okay.
Just like in the female, the uterus actually provides the orgasm with its contractions.
So it's got a very important job to do.
That's right.
Oh, so how common is prostate cancer?
Prostate cancer, if you look at men who are 80, almost all of them have prostate cancer. So if you live long enough, you're going
and
to have prostate,
man.
And you're a male, you're going to have prostate cancer. Now, one of the things is that there's fast-growing and slow-growing prostate cancer. And most of the time when men get it younger, it's a fast-growing, and if they get it older, then it's usually a slow-growing type of thing. So it is something that is a major type of problem. It is the number one cancer in males, and so it is something to be very aware of. And as we talk about cancer, there's an awful lot of things that are involved with that, there are some very primary types of things that are necessary for preventing prostate problems.
Okay. What is prostatitis?
Prostatitis.
It has to do with inflammation, right?
Yes. It's an inflammation usually kicked off by an infection. So, very, very uncomfortable thing to have. The patients that come into it say that, boy, they would really love to get rid of that because it's a constant type of irritation and not something that's pleasant to have.
And then benign prostatic hypertrophy.
Hypertrophy.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all right. Now, on that, that is something that all men have to kind of watch out for. Benign BHP, benign hypertrophy.
Oh, got you.
I know, prostatic hypertrophy.
BPH.
Yes, is a very common type of problem and one of the major issues that most men deal with. So when you're talking about that, you're probably as men get older, about 90% of the men have it. One of the main things that you want to do is to prevent that from happening, because not only is that a problem, but it will lead to make it more possible to get prostatitis and also prostate cancer. So if you don't have benign prostatic hypertrophy, you probably aren't going to get prostate cancer. So it's really where you begin with the whole process of this, you know, on how you actually try to keep that under control. And it's something that can be worked with. mm-hmm. and can have a tremendous amount of success if you actually are working with it right and making sure that everything's done accordingly.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about structure, function, care, you know, and prostate health.
Sure.
So
now, yes. One of the biggest things with benign prostatic hypertrophy is testosterone.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Testosterone is probably important.
Yes. And if you have low testosterone, you're probably going to develop benign prostatic hypertrophy. Mm. Matter of fact, that's the leading cause of it.
Is low testosterone.
Right. And low testosterone has been a very ongoing type of problem. So the United States government started to test young men in the military in World War I.
Mm.
And at that time, most of the young men had a testosterone level of about 800. Okay.
That's good.
Right? That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
They also tested them in World War II, and the number had actually dropped more into the 500s as an average. Mm. Vietnam, it was actually in the 300s, and then in the recent wars, it's averaging in the 200s.
Wow, that's low.
It's very low.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, one of the things that we do is quite often is test on males on their testosterone level.
At our practice.
At our practice. And I'm seeing on a rather consistent basis men who are in their 20s with 150 testosterone level. And you can't function at that level.
No, and that's going to set you up, right?
For prostate problems. But even concentration problems, overall health problems. So it's something that...
Drive,
mm-hmm. being willing to get a job, get out there. Mm-hmm. And, infertility is a major type of an issue if that's going on. So it cuts down on that. And it's a major problem that's happening. And one of the big things that we're doing in our office is trying to raise that up. Now, you can do testosterone replacement, which is helpful, you know, but mm-hmm. it's not really being produced by your own body. Mm-hmm. And it can make you dependent upon the outside testosterone. And then trying to balance it with the other hormones, whereas if your own body can make it, then that can actually maintain it. And it is something that is something that easily can be done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do is I take natural types of products to keep my testosterone level up. Last time I checked, and I'm 64, mine was 550.
Mm.
But, you know, just a few years ago, I was in the upper 600s. So, and that really helps to maintain. And as I get my prostate checked, it feels normal.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's a normal shaped, and I don't have any type of hypertrophy going on with that. So it is something possible. I just had a gentleman who was just turned 80, and when we started with him about 2 years ago, he had about 150 testosterone level.
Wow.
And the last time we checked him, he was at 580.
Mm.
Was his last testosterone
check. Wonderful.
Right.
And how old was he?
80.
Ah.
And he was feeling much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is that dementia starts to occur. All sorts of things start to happen as you get that low testosterone. And keeping that up, and one of the things that we can do is do it naturally, where you're not taking...
Synthetic.
Mm-hmm. It's actually being produced by your own body. That's one of the major things. And also, not only does it prevent benign prostatic hypertrophy,
mm-hmm.
but it also helps to prevent cancer, prostate cancer. So if you the testosterone level is a very direct indication on whether you're going to develop prostate cancer.
Yeah, and every male that comes into our office.
But as they get older, definitely yes, we check on that.
Check on that. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we look for.
When we come back, more on prostate health, what you need to know. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
You want to know how fun my week's going? I had my prostate examined last week. The last physical I've had is when I was 25. It's been 30 years since I've had a physical. And I do not remember the glove part. I know that I would have remembered the glove part. And he said, we're going to give you an exam for prostatitis. And I thought prostatitis was a Roman general that helped Caesar during the Gallic Wars.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
And what medications do you see used for these COVID-19 long hauler patients?
Anti-anxiety, antidepressant, but also we're also seeing quite a few beta blockers for the heart and hypertension types of drugs. And those don't work at all. They don't really make a difference on really getting this under control. They're given anxiety and antidepressants. They say, yeah, I'm anxious and depressed because I can't breathe, my heart's beating fast, I'm sore all over, and I can't think, and I'm extremely fatigued. I think you would be a little anxious too. The disease care model does not work in this situation. And that's not a quote from me, that's a quote directly from the CDC. You know, we're having a 100% success rate, and we've had some very, very severe cases. You really need to be with us about 3 months, really, to start getting over the hump. But at 6 months, all of them are just doing great.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about prostate health, what you need to know, and if you're women out there, it's important to listen. You're usually the gatekeepers of your family's health and your husband's health and the men in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Some men just don't like to go to the doctor.
Well, it's interesting because it's women who determine the health of the family. Mm-hmm. That's why men who are married live longer. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men don't too well.
On their own.
On their own.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about diagnostics. What diagnostics should be done for the prostate?
Well, of course, the digital exam is a excellent thing to make sure that the prostate is normal.
Might not be fun, but...
No. Not fun. Then, of course, blood tests. One of the things, of course, is checking the testosterone level is very important. Along with that, checking the estrogen. One of the things that you're looking for, is there an estrogen dominance? Mm-hmm. Estrogen dominance is one of the terrible things for men. And for women to actually occur. If you get out of balance, that's usually the way it goes. If you're out of balance, you're usually about 90% of the time. It's estrogen dominance, and only about 10% where testosterone might be too high, which can happen.
Right.
But it's not as common as the other way. And one of the big things that, of course, causes that is a lot of the chemicals that we're using in our society right now. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of poisoning ourselves.
Well, that's what I was wondering when you said World War I, they were seeing numbers like 800 testosterone level.
On average.
On average. Okay. And we're saying now the recent men going into military are averaging 200 testosterone. 200.
Right.
And I was wanting to know from you, why is that?
The theory on that is the chemicals that we're using for mm-hmm. and getting into the water, in our food, those types of things, mm-hmm. seems to be the main issue. So if you go to parts of the world where there aren't as many chemicals, then it's a much higher testosterone rate. Not only are they finding that the testosterone is lower in humans, but also in animals. Even mm-hmm. animals in the wild, it's actually decreasing.
Wow.
Because the chemicals have actually permeated the
world.
Whole world. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we're doing to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So testosterone is a very important type of thing to check on. Actually, the entire hormone panel is important not only to do on females, but also on males, and get that balanced out. So that is one of the biggest things that we look at. The other thing, of course, is the blood test for PSA. That's kind of a standard type of thing to see if there's inflammation in the prostate, which is important to check on. So you want to keep that at a low level and very important along those lines to have that checked at least on a yearly basis. If you're having problems, then every 6 months to check and see how that's doing. And then working with that and making sure with your doctor that that's actually dropping.
And what levels are you looking at for the PSA?
Well, what we look at, it should be 5 or below.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like it to go up higher than that. Usually if it gets up into the 10 level, then we've got some problem and should be seen by a urologist for an evaluation.
Okay.
The other type of blood test that is helpful is a PAP, mm-hmm. prostatic acid phosphatase. And what that does is it actually shows up if there is cancer that has gotten outside of the prostate itself, which is a warning sign that you need to work on that
mm-hmm.
and get that under control. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we monitor on men, especially if they have a PSA over 10, then we start to run that blood test on them also.
Okay.
To see what's going on. And then, of course, you can get some imaging, see what's going on. But really keeping up on those blood tests is important. And basically every male above the age of 45 should have a PSA done at least on a yearly basis.
Okay, a yearly basis.
Yeah.
Get that checked. And we talked about testosterone and how important it is. Anything you want to add on that?
Well, the big things on the testosterone level, to be functioning as a male, mm-hmm. just to be able to think clearly, get up in the morning, you have to have at least a 350 testosterone level to actually be able to function. And if you get 250 or below, that's when testosterone replacement is recommended.
Mm-hmm.
But what we try to do is ask them, do they want to get the testosterone replacement or to try to do it naturally?
Mm-hmm.
And even if they are getting the testosterone replacement, we will start to work with them naturally so that eventually we can work them off of that.
Okay, interesting. So how common is low testosterone?
I would probably say that probably 90%
mm-hmm.
of all men that we're testing are too low on their testosterone.
And you're even saying young men.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's more common in young men. I mean, it's surprising that as we go older, usually their testosterone is better
mm-hmm.
than the younger. So this new generation of men are showing up more commonly low testosterone than men in their 60s.
Do you have any theories about that?
I think it's just the chemical.
Mm-hmm. The diet.
Diet, you know, really trying to work with that.
Isn't there a link to, you know, in the areas they've legalized marijuana, they're seeing low testosterone in men?
Well, marijuana will drop testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it crashes them. So that's
it's kind of obvious, you know.
You can
see that and be in areas. We've been in areas in the country where you know, that it's legalized.
Sure.
And you can just sense the low testosterone
right
in the area.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and marijuana is a big thing on reducing testosterone level. Interestingly enough, a lot of screen time actually lowers testosterone level.
Mm-hmm.
Pornography has been shown to lower testosterone levels. The big thing that men need to do, of course, exercise increases testosterone. Mm-hmm. Activity increases testosterone. Being around women and talking to them actually increases testosterone.
Just talking to them.
Talking to them, and yes, that actually does. Interestingly enough, they have proven that pornography lowers testosterone levels and has an addictive type of an effect. So it's interesting. Marijuana and pornography are also big causes of lower testosterone.
So how common is low testosterone?
Well, it's about 90%, and it's getting worse with the younger men.
Okay.
And something that needs to be checked out. So if you're, you know, you wouldn't think in your teenage years mm-hmm. to get your testosterone level checked, or in your 20s.
But now you need to.
But it really should be something that is done, especially if you have a fatigue issue.
Okay.
One of the things we run is a T3 uptake. And that has a, because if your testosterone is low, then you don't convert the thyroid hormones into its active form. So the testosterone has a big effect on your effect of the thyroid on your whole system. Mm-hmm. And so it can cause weight gain, digestive type issues. And so we run that on everybody. So oftentimes whenever we see a low T3 uptake, then we recommend to get the hormone panel done because probably they have estrogen dominance at that point.
Okay. Did you want to go over the testosterone levels that you're looking for?
Yes. It's 250. Mm-hmm. Then underneath that, you qualify for testosterone replacement. And the minimum that you should be running at is 350. But really, to be truly effective as a male, 800 is really where you should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about prostate health and the structure function treatment we do at Holistic Integration when we come back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
What is the difference between disease care and structure function care with reading blood work? And if we have a listener that's a new listener with our show, we practice structure function care.
Yeah, the FDA divides all care into two different categories. One, disease care model, which is based on pharmaceuticals and symptomatology, and then the structure function care, in which you're dealing with homeostasis. You're achieving homeostasis in the body. And homeostasis is health. Homeostasis is balance. Mm-hmm. And that homeostasis, if the body's able to achieve balance in homeostasis, then that is the definition of health. So really, we're health doctors. We improve the health of the individuals. We don't treat disease. And when you're interpreting blood work, those are two different ways of looking at it, which is a new paradigm for those who are in the disease care. They don't oftentimes understand. It takes a while to change their whole paradigm mm-hmm. on the interpretation. Basically, what they're looking for in the blood work is when you qualify for getting a pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is to look for what we need to do to achieve a perfect health. And so two different types of models, two different types of ways of looking at it, and getting that model into people's brains is a new paradigm. And it's a new paradigm within the healthcare system. So that's where we approach our model from. I mean, that's one of the reasons I have the radio program. So we're trying to educate and get the word out there because this is a new paradigm that is hard for people to understand.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And you talk about how we need both the structure function care and the disease care model.
Correct. A perfect balance on that is 80% of the healthcare should be structure function based, 20% should be disease care model. Because we do refer out for pharmaceuticals, we refer out for surgeries. There are times where the body requires those. We're not against those things at all. It's just that we need a balance and we need the two groups to work together. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that there's been a very much of a antagonism between the two groups, at which there surely shouldn't be. When we find the best results in the healthcare system is when the two groups are actually working together for the good and the benefit of the patient.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at Holistic Integration.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call Holistic Integration to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show, and you'll receive a free initial consultation, plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at Holistic Integration. Dedicate, transform, succeed. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about prostate health, what you need to know. This last segment, we're going to talk about the natural treatments we do at Holistic Integration for prostate health. Let's start with minerals, Dr. Prather.
Sure. The two minerals that are extremely important along those lines is selenium and zinc. Zinc has the highest concentration of anywhere in the body, in the testes, and in the prostate. So zinc is absolutely critical in producing testosterone in the health of the prostate and in the health of the testes, which increases the testosterone. So zinc, zinc, zinc. Now the big thing about selenium, why that's important, is one of the major things that can hit the prostate is cadmium. So whenever we see a high cadmium in the hair analysis, then what we're talking about with that is a definite probability for benign prostatic hypertrophy occurs, and also it's very big on kicking off prostate cancer. Usually when we have men who develop the real aggressive type of a prostate cancer, we're usually talking about some cadmium toxicity involved in that.
And that shows up on the hair analysis.
That shows up on the hair analysis.
Let's talk about herbals. What herbals are helpful for the prostate?
There's actually quite a few, but you know, there's four major ones that are used for the prostate. Pygium africana is kind of a standard type of a herbal, and it's from the bark. Sal pimento, everybody kind of knows about that one. Not only is that excellent for the prostate, but it even works better on the uterus. So women should be getting the sal palmetto, especially if they're having any type of cramping, premenstrual problems, anything like that. Sal palmetto actually even works better for females with uterus problems than even males.
Okay.
But sal palmetto is very well known to help with that. Stinging nettle is another thing that takes down inflammation in the prostate. And then also pollen. So flower pollen, bee pollen. Mm-hmm. Is something that if you are having prostate problems, and those are sort of the four herbals that you look at for the prostate and is pretty much in most prostate types of products.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually extremely effective and they're good for prostatitis and for the benign prostatic hypertrophy.
Okay, and we carry all those.
Oh, we do.
And we can test them individually.
Yes.
What's best for that person. What about vitamins? What vitamins are important for prostate health?
Well, whenever you're looking at one of the big things is free radical pathology.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing on that is the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K, are very helpful, especially in preventing prostate cancer, and are some of the major things that you're looking along those lines. Now, to actually be able to use those, essential fatty acids are absolutely essential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're essential. Essential fatty acids.
One of the ones that I really like is primrose oil for the prostate. And we find that that is extremely helpful. And one of the things that can really help out with inflammation in the prostate, and also has been shown to be very helpful in being an underlying type of a fatty acid to make the hormones.
And that was primrose oil.
Primrose oil. One of the things that needs to be remembered is that all hormones are basically made from fat, cholesterol. And cholesterol is the building block of all hormones. And if you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're automatically going to have low testosterone. Mm. And with that, you have a greater chance of developing prostate cancer. So anyone who's on any type of cholesterol-lowering medication, you should be thinking about trying to prevent prostate cancer, because that is a very probable type of thing that's occurring, and probably it's also lowering your testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Before we go on, any more on vitamins?
Well, amino acids are very important. Mm-hmm. One of the big things that we do is glutamic acid, L-alanine, and glycine are very important. Now, one of the ways that we can get a lot of these types of things in and that we use for supplementation is we use a ground-up prostate. So
from where?
From cows and pigs are two different sources along those lines. And so they take the prostate and then have those ground up in a very special way. And those are extremely, extremely helpful in treating the prostate. And they provide the amino acids, the vitamins and minerals and all the things, because that's already concentrated in the animals. Mm-hmm. So glandulars are extremely helpful. And then also glandulars for testes too. So orchic is one of the things that really helps to rebuild the testosterone levels.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. People sit there and we give them different glandulars.
You can take this in capsule form.
or you can eat Rocky Mountain oysters.
I want to make sure we have a little over a minute left on the different treatments. You talk about minerals, herbals, vitamins. What about acupuncture?
Acupuncture is extremely helpful for the prostate, especially prostatitis. Mm-hmm. We have had...
Should I ask where you're putting the needles?
Yeah, that's what they were asking too. They were a little bit nervous. Most of them are in the feet.
Okay.
For the prostate, that is very effective. It provides immediate relief. Mm-hmm. It also is very helpful for the cancer. Men find that there's a lot of relief that occurs with that for the discomfort of the prostate. Matter of fact, I remember one gentleman stuck the needle into his ankle on the inside, and he goes, he says, am I just imagining that, or did my pain just go away?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I said, no, it can happen that quickly. So acupuncture can be extremely helpful in the treatment of all the problems with the prostate, especially effective for the prostatitis.
Okay. And then chiropractic adjustments.
It helps with the nervous system and does increase the health and well-being of the prostate and the testosterone levels. So an important part of the aspect.
And of course, diet.
Is very important. Obesity is one of the major factors that go into benign prostatic hypertrophy and in prostate cancer.
I think you just like saying that.
And exercise, keeping your fat percentage for males below 25% is one of the best things you could do for your prostate.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you,
Very
Lisa.
Very informative.
Appreciate it.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.